As usual on election day, people are coming out early and often to place their ballots. We've had about 400 people already vote here in New Uli out of a total 1,200. So we expect it in the early afternoon and the evening as people get off of work, those people will be casting their ballots. Over in Fangaima in the Tafuna voting district, about the same, 300 people have already voted. I think their total is 1,046. So as usual, people are exercising their vote here in American Samoa and taking part in this once in every four-year gubernatorial election.
And what's the atmosphere there like?
Well, it's pretty subdued. It's a very orderly voting process here. The lines aren't that long. But as in past years, they have lines set up to meet the COVID standards. That is, there's a six-foot separation. So we see that as something that is in the interest of our community.
So, John, you've been involved in local elections, for over 40 years now, I think. What's your assessment of how the campaigns were run this year? I mean, there were a lot more forums and the use of the internet to get the messages out. Do you feel that people are more informed now than before as they head to the polls?
Oh, I think you make a good point, and that is that technology has really changed the way that people get their information. Each of the candidates have had a strong appeal in both the radio, television, and the internet. So there's a lot more information people can access, access their information and share their feelings a lot more than anything in the past. But that being said, the fact remains that people make decisions, they come to polls, and they mark their ballot. We're going to see how that turns out.